through Baruch Hashem, start to cover some ground finally. The last year mission was next Thursday, okay, 25th of June. So you gotta keep up the pace. King Fei Zhou, Akita Tayoshua, Odo Kaya Akita Tayoshua. Highness Yataka, Yosho, the talent of the Suda, the Yad of the Soto Aki. What is this? It's called Akibas Ishmaelim. Akibas Ishmaelim is with the Arabs when they go in the desert, would protect themselves. And when, when I was younger, there was a movie called Lawrence of Arabia. So they had that, I learned about Akibas Ishmaelim. The cloud of Julian and the Kaili, for a deeper part to another, that is there and that is the strike. Of course, two separate things, I'm unrelated to each other. The Vega has a capture against Rashi, Kaili, the Galen, and the Vega. That's the sin of a deeper Tarosh. Fine, all there. Rashi said, Uqwit says, Yaltafam ka'avela yitakir. The Sweet says, Yitzhah. Chofer osha ka'avam. Another afternoon. Atifa is in Avam. The Indian of the Nevela said, that he's in the Torah. It's not for the Pope in Yitzhah, who would have thought, no. But this is Sweet on the Torah, and who's the last? What do you know? That's what Avela said. What do you know that an Avam has? Atifa, we also know that the Torah has Atifa, so we put two together in our head.
That's the Torah.
Remember the castle of Saka, of Suffolk, the cloud of Saka, of Elam, and بعد سودش انك عادت بلاس حضر من السفر معاك عصير جدا غيره انما بعد السفر يعاك حد الضرر فقوك السيرجين تعبيلة يزعتين ودي عادة مجدها فيه
يقول لفاسك او يخذ قول لفاسك او صراحة يكوى
what about cooking
هاي ما يكوى لن تزود انه يكوى
يكوى الله وانا تسير في الدور
فدين ما فيه
what we know to be applied to us
to Mitzvah and an Avali, because you're right, it's all the same thing. Gevalt. On the Gemara, the Gemara's question, I'd talk about the Gemara's question from Dalai and Alice explains the required Pita Shishmaelen and it tells you what a Pita Shishmaelen is. Gemara's question, Pita Shishmaelen. What do the words mean? Call out Pita Shishmaelen, Shishmaelen, ain't not Pita. Master of Nachman demonstrated ad huve ad gove de digna. What does gove de digna mean, Rashi? Huvo shebelechi lamata mitiv. It's a fake Rashi. Well, it's not the real Rashi. What does that mean? I believe it means as follows. Gumo shebelechi is a jaw. What's a gumo mean? A cavity, right? A cavity in the jaw under your mouth. Here. So what does it mean? I understand it correctly with the talus. You take your talus and you put your talus down to the other, the casing down. And then, that comes down. Then you flip the bottom up and cover until here. So what's exposed? The mouth and the nose and the eyes to be able to breathe and see. And the rest of the face is covered. That's how Rashi understands if I have it right. And this is what the Rambam says. So the Rambam holds it even covers the mouth itself. That's a loss of rabies. It even covers the mouth, it reaches the nose only. You don't get the dust in his mouth. So Lawrence talks like the Rambam, and Rashi, what's the. You know about Lawrence. Fine. However, if you look carefully in the Ketzes Mishnah on that Rambam, we quote from High God. Shorot the quote. High Dikno Serch Ala Lesoto Vatipa Zula Malam and Achotem Vayishmelem Adayin Shem Abdir Tzat and Etzemez Afneem Al Rosh Achotem Shalem. What do you think? In other words, close the nose. Where are we coming from? The top of the bottom. It's not exactly clear what's happening over here. You get the impression that you're coming from the top. And you're going, I don't think it means to the, it's like just right up here, but it's rigid in the nose. You can barely see. It's a dust storm coming. That's a dust storm. Yeah. So, you know, we know that we spoke about it once at the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give that much thought to some of these Arabs and help us out in Eretz Yisrael. But they don't walk around blind. They have to see. So my guess is it means you're coming from the top, you cover like just until here. Which is like the bridge of the nose, just above the arm. If that's the case, a team is not coming from the bottom. We're watching on that up to the under the mouth, so above the mouth. From the top, so the bridge of the nose, which is just above the arm. That's how I understand. You're up high going, and that's what it's also over the dikna. That's proud of the, you know, this bone of the jaw, top of the jaw. You know what I mean? You got it for us. There's a power, the bridge of the nose and the top bone of the jaw goes just above the eye. You know, bare of the sort. We move up a tiny bit, you can see. That's even just real, as I understand it, according to Rabbi Igor. Now, there's a problem with the Yerushalmi, which the Rabbah they quote, and Torah they quote. This is what the Yerushalmi said. Gotta cover your face. That's the gift we have. Tip punam. It's who gives thoughts about it. Punam or, what can you easily mistake punam for? Tip. The nook, go in and out. See a punam. Frankly, we shall be. For the chassine mil the ra. What is mil the ra mean? Who's about curry? The ra and the ale. What's mil the ale mean? What's mil the ale? The ale. Not. What's the lara? In the bottom. Press the Yerushalmi, let's cover it from the bottom. Answer the Yerushalmi. The Lolevi army Pume Udachashish. In other words, he's not covering for halakhic reasons. His mouth hurts. Covering his mouth with his mouth hurts. It's not a halakhic act of Ito. Atan the Yerushalmi. What the words mean? What are the words mean? So the Ravad and the standards mean as follows. Listen carefully. They have one big cake, which is start at the top and go to the bottom. And the same cake would be flipped like a talus that we have. You start it on the top, flip it up from the bottom, and cover the mouth. That's okay. That's how it's called the lira. You don't come from the bottom, it's called the same cake. It's clearly from the dinabitu. All the lira means you have a scar. Sure. Not do your head, just around your neck. You took that scar and lifted it over your mouth, dousing the lira will be no good. That depends on what kind of cover we're talking about. A cake which covers the head as well. That's okay, you're flipping it up from the bottom. What else? Something which is coming exclusively from the bottom, which should be considered the pivot, the kosher pivot. That's your advice. Fine? That's one shot. One shot. However, one could interpret the Yerushalmi differently. Like we saw from Rav Aigo, that you can't cover from the top and not from the bottom at all. It's unclear what the Yerushalmi means. Now let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch, see what it says again, and with all this background. Go to Rambam. What does the Makabe say? Nope. The Makabe says, Shichas Erosh of the Talis, of the Tudor, the Adler Soso Al Piv, the Al Rosh Achotem. The Chor is no longer for this. Rosh Achotem we saw was the Rav Haigal coming from the top. The bottom, killed that shot, either the Rashi shot beneath the mouth, or the Rambam's the mouth itself. Where did this come from? You have to go from the bottom to the top of the nose, which means, in this case, just under the eye, Lawrence of Arabia. Just under the eye, the top of the nose, it's a little bit ambiguous, the top of the nose means it could be over, it could be under. I don't know which way to you flip it. Yes, honey. Yes, could be. I don't think there's a difference. If I go from the top, you cover the tip of the nose from the top, you can't see. I don't get that impression. Could be right. Let's see about the bottom from the bottom. There's no data for that. You never probably go. Wait a minute. If I found the muffin around bottom, I would say. So that's the other page, cool, say, Gimel. Now, people do the malam and akotem. The Ishmaelim, Niren, Adayin, Shemachzirin, Sata, Mitznevet, Al-Piyam, the Arosh Achotem Shalem. It's an Arab word for it, Arabic word. Now, can't mean the Torah. They're coming from the top and covering their mouth. They can't see. The probably means they come to the top of the bridge of the nose, the eyes are visible, they flip up until what? It comes out to the forehead and flips up to include the nose just under the eyes. That's how I understand this Ramban. I think that's how the Shulchan Aruch understood the Ramban. Again, I see this through the Malam and Achotem, and I'm zeroing Tzach of the Sevens of PM, the Arosh Achotem Shalem, that the they flip it back onto the nose. Rosh Hashanah means maybe the tip close to the bridge. I think Tani Graham, maybe it's close to the bottom. The Shulchan Aruch. Yahweh and Soto, Al Piv, the Al Rosh, Hakotem. That's the Makabe. Mark? The Jewish of the Pilpul, in the Surah here, the Pilpul Nalim, which I don't know, you look at the, I have the new tour. Here's an old tour, here's an old tour. Here's an old tour. I mean, you got a different wrong gear, so I can't pick something out. I just can't read the first word. Shit, say, well, it's not talent. First of all, what's the tour? Yishmael is near my dying, so I'm near the start of a snap as al, and then took yourself. He's a name of PM. We are all supposed to tell him. Our gear is in the Rabbi, it's PM. Keep it close to the bottom. Name sounds like it's a mistake. That's number one. Then he has, I can't understand his line. New addition is the last line on the first column. Both of you shall. It's the last line. We have came, came in the store of the Chassid Milura. The Hainu Milamala Lamata. Milura, Milura, is from Milura to the bottom. But it's just Milura, Milamala Lamata. In store of the Chassid Nami Aten. In Franco, Kisa, Kola, Potem. Okay, my Rosh Hashanah should cost the Ramban. I lost. You understand yours, by the way? Yeah? Listen, how do you read this? The Lira, the Lamala, the Lamala, the Lamala, the Lamala. From the bottom. So what's it talking about? I'm just a little confused with what the Reacher wants. I don't know what I mean. Maybe the title is from the layout. So I think he's driving at is. His maskana is that the Ativ is only from the top. Otherwise, I'll say Tukumu is a car, the Chashish. That's not what says in Shubhanav. That's like a Likop Shat Shachar Pai God. It comes only from the top, it stops over here. So it looks to me again a little bit. Confused. A little bit. Sorry. Right. Right. Doesn't make sense. Against the Michelin. Right. I think what I think he's doing. Anyway, I just wanted to point this out to you. Rabbi Tzai, the first is part of the Allah, you don't need to give it to Shmuel. Don't you? So, Banara obviously disagrees. Take a look in the base pillar on the side of the regular Shulchan Aruch. Okay, close the base. Joseph, give it to Shmuel. Joseph says, we don't pass in that way. Rav Shmuel of Karat. I had a tour base charge. Again, Joseph, fine. That's not so terrible. What's so bad? Joachim, what's so bad? The pass is against Joseph. First pass is the Chara pass against Joseph. That's not long. Well, the Yosef Kosh. So obviously, he's positive about the Rambam. We know the Makas, yeah. He says, Yosef, in our time, and listen to this, and in his head. He said, I'll be fond of Pirsho, I go on and down, Katsim and Tishmael. And the Balei disagree. So they say, Yosef, why did he say so? The Rambam goes to Shmuel. I'm like, Rambam, these two? So the first one line. The season there is the last moment. He's going to be Yosef Kara himself, plus a Khan Kara. But yet he has a Shmuel. Steer is a Yosef. Chazarabam. 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 Back down. So the vice is a very interesting thing which is what emerges. Although, in all of time, this is Shulchan Aruch. They don't require people to smell in, and by Avedus you do. And then it goes exactly the reverse. Avedus and Ramos says we don't want people to smell for various reasons. Whereas in the Hilchot Tisis, was it Simon Ches? In Hilchot Tisis. You ever go to shul and see these people who put on a talis gadol? How do they do it? Did he stop to drape it over the shoulders or put it on top of the head? No. Ed was doing some kind of a pipa or other. Right? The simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah is that it goes out the amount. The local motion, knowing in Hazar Noshim, Shemoshim Atalat Al Atman, Al Atman Hashem Megiya Al Rosh, Lechati Orech Atalat, Umitachin Bo. There in the Kratipa, if it's completely over your head, what does it mean? Hashem Megiya Al Rosh, Lechati Orech Atalat. In other words, if I understand it correctly, half is behind you and half is in front of you. The mamash is completely blind. Right? You have a big pile of gutter half in front of you. Every time the potatoes go away. Mamash is the whole thing down to the pulpit. So that's why, that's not, so that's garbage. But I have only one kasha. This is also garbage. I give from the bottom to go from the top to the pit. Even Lars and Raven didn't do that. Can't see anything. But that's it though. But it's so tashuva that's a kasha. The wrong kind of knows. The Mishnah Berurah is wrong. He thought like he's saying you take the palace and go down to the mouth. That's ridiculous. No one said that. Nobody. It's not the halachas. Either go down to the bridge of the nose over the eye. Or go to the fire and somebody slip up, including the mouth, according to Shita Peramba. But straight down over the mouth, no one said that one. You'll look to Shul tomorrow morning, you'll see most people follow the Mishnah Berurah to give the pun. Blindly. There's nobody to follow. So that's the social shulchan. We have a social shulchan that matters. Have you seen it? Sure. Bring it in tomorrow. I'll read it. Do you have it? Yes. Tomorrow, bring it in. We'll read it for the social shulchan. Yeah.
This issue of how far it goes down in the face, I don't know if they do anything with the ingredients that
you got from
the bottom or just
from the top. Well, that's the minute you can bring it over and just flip it this way.
That's the
issue. She requires that part too. So the right way to do it is bring it down to the forehead somewhere, and take the other side and flip it up over the mouth. But even if you should be able to see that blarin. Okay. The Naravosa. Is there a thief in our day? Rambam says no. No. Tyson says so. Why? Look, it's in the Goyim, and the Goyim think we're crazy. What Goyim? Where Goyim? How are days amongst the Goyim? Goyim stays in his house, he's in his doors. He doesn't need the alcohol leaves. What kind of Goyim? No, the pellet. Hey, that Goyim is your health, Goyim is your age. Oh. Mocker. I guess if you live in Lauren, not Lauren. If you live in Lauren, then go here to me, so then you can't have a tifa. So the mail, yeah, but what if you live in Washington Heights? So if you don't have go here to me, go in the street, but they don't come into the Ethos. But tell her why there's no Ethos now, we don't understand. The Amic Rocco. Famous in a bracha. Bring it in the ultimate medicine. They live in Eretz Yisrael, but hey, Brach, what kind of guy is? Why don't I eat them, as a matter of fact? No? Tavu am ha'ol. Okay. Russian, I shouldn't say we have them. The Hashvim. Kairish, the Hashvim. They're one of those things that are going to arouse their curiosity. Hold on. Look what he says. Go to Yerushalmi. Asano eno kaya the kfiya tanito. We've got the kfiya tanito soon. Lo leimun cheirishu. The chashir. We've been an offering. We have been in our bodem shvokas. Yeah. We're afraid of the Goyas as servants. After it was the Lawrence in Europe too. And the Goyas are not living now. So they want to convey the impression that they're sorcerers. Fine. And it says another reason by Kima Tarosh. Shalohaya maybe Kima that spoke in yet at Kima Tishmael. What does that mean? They didn't do it normally. They lived in Europe, not in Africa, the desert of Arabia. So it was not a normal thing for them. It was more so much in Babel. Babel's Iraq, desert storm. So, they had to have a visa. But if it's Europe, Germany, France, you just think of this to be a little solid. But not because of the Goyim. You might eat. What are you doing? The Shagad. What are you doing? And the second it starts to get. Okay. Why? So the Kivagas says, look and post the top down. Shmuel the Tameh. What's the Shmuel the Tameh, eh? Shmuel? Or the Kivagas Dragon, exactly. In any event, the Shach and the Tav are the Kiddush. Both. See the Shach Aleph. No Atifa, so the neighbor they called God of and mean Aleph and Kachar, my mother Shrach and Shabbeinu. I thought the Tav is even by us. Two different stories. No, my mother Shrach and Shabbeinu. And Tav is even by the Yid. Shach and combined. Nearly a synagogue of Atifa Tav. The Hainu is the Lipshach and Kova. The Mas of the Sneo Einayim. Post the Bach. Same thing. What does it mean? Wear a hat? Oh, I should have put my hat on. I need it for the demonstration purpose. But you have a, what we call a hat, a black hat, muscle. You wear the hat down over the yard. Last night my children told me after we had the hat, after we had down. I had to go down. I love it. I got it. The cancer, the cupulin, the whole sugar up of a hat. Proper people with a hat. So apparently, they had a midday. This is Shach and Tav make reference to. They wear the hat a little bit lower down than usual. That was kind of a mini atifa. Presumably, that way you also want to wrap. Who does not require to even Israeli. And quantum is small. If you're a bygone, the gold of lamas goes to the eye. It would be okay. Most people I've seen do not do this. You know, shit out, not people at all. But some love them, they wear their hat down a little bit extra. More of these, they wear a hat all the time. Some they wear a hat. As a matter of fact, the Eilik Rafa says you must wear a hat. So the Yorkshire goes to Rav, who does them from the Valley of Texas. If you're not people. He'd be popped because they're grumpy when you're drunk shiver, they all have to wear a hat all the time. Have to wear a hat, then about teeth. Of course, he doesn't own a hat, it's a different story. Although, he's supposed to have baseball caps. No. Wear that down, he's a bigger brim. Wear it down further. But most of them will wear a baseball cap. But a hat. So, we can argue, Rabbi Shai, that our thief is a shmelem is lapped out. Our thief is a shmelem is just to be neeker. That people to share my people. It could be that in homes such as ours, when a person sits around the house doesn't wear a hat, put that during the shiva, doctor does wear a hat, that itself is considered to be a tifa, which is the fight. When I was in our bailiff, so because it is then, I tried to wear a hat all the time. Remember Rabbi Alpha, the brother of mine, I went to even after over there, he's also wearing a hat all the time. So that's the thing about tifa. Those who don't do it, they're not some human being saying bad about them. Yes, sir. Whether I think this ain't or you still use mail is good enough. Once a Rav, we can argue that any Atifa is good, even a plain hat. But my second argument was that maybe even of course the Shmuel might be good. Mail was laughed out. So, this man, when they always went with a plain atifa, but the Shemayla was extra. My name over in the house, he goes, no, people, that's in the Yarmulke, so they have to sell the extra people. Okay, I'm suggesting that that's the yeah. Oh, look what's going on over here. So over there, most of the Menachem Kani, only any other people. Take a look, Rabbi Yossi. Take a look in the Birkei Yossi. No again, she ain't a oval the tape, but keep it the rosh kolayo. Ella the shah shabal the nacha. What's going on? Hepper, maskosa posim, but keep it kolayo, who shabal the minachman the gala rosh. Do the shagat, no? Against the Gemara. Not against the second mother. So maybe something will be a favor, maybe a computer or something like that. For Rabbi Gadol. Moreno or Rabra Kayan Kapusi with Shiva Saviat, Harry Kayan Aminik, Master the Shapra Abdi Aminik and Tori. Who can get me the Shiva of Kayan Kapusi Saviat? Lou? Anybody have a Saviat or maybe to print it since then? This is an assignment, you know. Data. Are you getting, that is? Who's that? Who are you? They want to have anything? Look it up. Don't lose. Hans Kapuki. The kids are hard to say. There must be a reason for this. I'm not sure what the reason is. I got to give a little bit of a reason. Which we'll discuss in the next Indian that. Perhaps Pumfa Keres. They hold a team of the Rosh and Zin Dafka Michael Avelu. Especially with Mana Zeth, in the old days, when that team was so Yishmael, so you can imagine the Avelu, the Menachem there, sitting there wrapped around and all the visible Muzna. So the Kvod the Menachem, you undo it. But today, for our team to hack, I was at a wedding last night. A lot of people wearing hats. They were wearing hats for 5-6 hours and no one looks crazy. Nobody should take off a hat to throw all of it. I mean, that's the reason. Again, I don't know for sure. I don't have probably Kapusi's Saviat. You get it from somebody or other. Go to the library and they really have us look at our signs. We get it. This would be a real fun if I had time for Kapusi's children. But I'll start explaining to you in the town of Shin Pei Zion that there are cases where there is a din that Niyug Avelus, which at first glance has nothing to do with Nicham Avelus, in reality has something to do with Nicham Avelus. And perhaps when we finish talking about that, it could shed some light on Atifa Tarosh as well. Indeed, what is our next topic? Simon Shin Pei Zion. Sia Tamit. But the Gemara has been my cousin on that test of them and Alex. Sia Tamita. Excuse me. Of his age. So it goes over on the very last line. Of a chayv and Sia Tamita. And it says, the mood, the yukti, the stati behind, uba ba ba stay in a pastia, kfumi to stay in a leo. What does that mean? I gave you my form, Salam alaikum Asa to Adam. Now that because of your sin, then I guess whatever reason or the person was dying, I flipped it over, the person died, you flip over your bed. You flip over the bed. Says person, Kabbalah, as I said before, it's not as there's no fear to be the two reasons. Either because of the Yishami, the Chashvin, our gracious servant, when he was a sorceress, or as I can point out, quote, Mitos Shalonu Taki Kolo Lishka Benachas Mitazek No Mitazek Ve'ein Ikeret HaKfiyah. You know this? Like Darvish. Like a reverse flamenco. You can't know the difference. You're not accomplishing it. It is, that's their bed. But our bed today. Not funny, you flip it over. But, Okay, whatever. That's what it is. That is the Cholbo, the name of the Chasam Sofer, that we fulfill Tfiyah Tavita today by covering the mirrors. The most yukin of Tati Lohan, Ubar on a Sena Fafiyah, but it's the Surat Adam, shouldn't be visible in Shiv. We cover the mirrors. Should be a Dimut Yuk. Put the Sun Pasuk for this reason. Should also cover pictures. The Gesher of Chaim, in fact, taught that. Cover pictures. Pictures of human beings. Remove the picture. You know, most of the Beit Avos, they cover the mirrors and they show everyone's picture. Look at this one. Here's the Nister, here's the brother, here's the wife, here's the cousin, here's the mother. Go on to the Gesher of Chaim, it's not the Pasuk. By a different shot in the mirror. But, okay, same idea. Curious, I mean, you'll begin to look, you'll see in the Kolba, based upon the Yerushalmi. Won't go into it. Two other reasons are given for the mirror covering. It's called a simcha, or people daven it, shouldn't look in the mirror. Not to me. Ravad Yapat, if that's the reason, you don't have to cover the mirror when you're done. That's all the rules of that. Because the Avrod, you have to cover all the mirrors. It says in the Gemara, a Tfiyah Tavita is not only the meat which the Avrod sleeps on, but all the meat. Take a look at the Rosh, you have the Gemara Kutten, and Sim and Ayin Chet. What's the Gemara? Anam from Zion and out. Lo nitoso, carefully. Bilvad, not only the meat of the oven. And let's call me the sheesh from the top baker. Let's rock the derivative. So nitas isto one of semit alanimo. Oh, that's limiting. Alanesh alas the noyim ain't coke. Before the derivative, then you can argue. You don't need all the mirrors. But even then, there's only the Mitzavah that needed all of himself, and will be equal to the Gemara. Call me to the Tzavah, all of the Tzavah Limo. But guests, the living that were in that house, going to the Rivet, when they have to flip their beds over. But the Ramban says, no. Even Mitzvah Shalap Tanoi. Finish. It's in the base of the Rabbata. In the base of the all the Mitzvahs have to be cleared. Oy Vadoi. Base of the all the mirrors have to be covered. The passion. What's the reason for Tfiyah Tamid? Yes, sir. Tfiyah Tamid is based upon Hafikha Shemus Yufni. Right? Hashem says, I created the Talmud Hashem and Yufni being. I had to undo it and never the first die. You have to flip over a bed. Well, the equivalent is cover the mirror so you should see your own figure.
You're talking about
the bed. Yeah, I'll cover that in a second. What's the matter? The most beautiful thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu made us to tell another thing. Now you understand. Now that a person died, and his son of him was, you know, flipped, we have to do something which is also related to that. So they used to flip the bed. Now they don't flip that anymore, for whatever reason. So we have a day the first by covering the mirror so that therefore we cannot see our own son of him, our own figure, our own what we look like. I'm going to show you something over here in the tour. Shintei Zion, to answer your question. The ain't time I feel Kadesh is tired. Pretty explicit, no? Shenomar, im yoshin al gavi ha'orim. She yoshin. Right?
Yeah.
It's time. Lord, what's that? Now the timer. Right? How about fear? So if you sleep on the floor, lo yoshin. from that, you flip the bed and then sit on the floor. There you go. And Rama says, up. Even that's not yoga. These stops on a flip bed. It's all when they flip the bed. I've got the tour, Shin pays up. So interesting. So interesting.
How
long? Not finished yet. Not finished yet. But based on some figures in the Gemara, well, I came up to all the figures now. Bottom line, everybody said, if you did it in the Gemara, you must flip your bed. The machlech is supposed to sleep on the flip bed, or not. But the pasuk is, if you hold that you don't have to sleep on the flip bed, what are your options, everybody? What's your option, no? Oh, that's the question. The regular on the floor, which one is it? One, not to be on the flip bed. Some folks say you need not, but to sleep on the floor, or to sleep on a regular bed. What regular bed? There's no regular bed in the house, you won't flip. You sleep in the guest bed. Now, once you sleep there, it becomes your bed. So it's not shy for an office to sleep on a flip, on an other flip bed, because it can't exist. But the question now is, just find out there, Rabbi Shai. I don't know. It could be. There's not there both times. That we have no more flip beds. What is it? Well, can all sleep on the floor? Or can they sleep on the regular bed? That's the question. That's a critical question. I'm going to tell you, the Rambam has a different sheet of it. It's a bit of your vision. I'm skipping that because I don't get it out right now. Yeah. Darvish. Okay. What is a Darvish? It's like a string or something. Okay. We'll talk about it. You know. Darvish. Is that what it says? Read it again. What is the Menachem Ches?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Okay.
When you show it, you find yourself. I don't just see it to perish. Now, I'm also question. Come to the story. Right. And where they sleep? But then, oh, they sit on the floor and sit on the regular bed. Or the doctors don't want to know. So we don't know yet. The favors.
It's all according to the
story. Drama is a different din. It's a sphere of your reach. It's a different din. I don't want to go to drama. It's a hard, it's a lot to talk about drama. Beautiful favors. A bell at the piece. Which one is 60? We have to know that. You'll forgive me. So follow from an alpha is the person you have to know that. With right said, Elu Zivarim, Parabonim. Elu Zivarim, Shabal Otzubah. Let's count up. Count your fingers. Malacha, Rakita, Sika, Kashmish, Sandal. And you can't learn Torah. 60 Zivarim for another. 6, right? This is the famous six. What's missing? Shelah Shalom. Yes, I mean it. Shelah Shalom. What's missing? That's just what we spoke about a while ago. It's not us all 7 days so much as they have to just the coolest and it's, they should be Shelah Shalom. No, it's not a regular name available. And we had that with the Maram 2-3 weeks ago. It came to Yontif. Shelah Shalom is different. It's a different kind of a din. It's in the Tamar Adol. I told you all. That's not here. Okay. But what left the Kriya Samitha? Where's that? Oh, that's type. Hachal of Kasher Zarmashim is Tuva Lehem. Kriya Samitha Mativa Sarosh. Lokashim Ella Fili Di Kasavan. Fila Shalashama not found. Because it's not called Yom Ha'Avel. Right? Now, it's only still on the first day. We'll get to it later, Zidana. The Shalosh Shalom is after the third day, the third coolest. Right? What about Tichbol said? Part of Rechitza. Sure. Let's go through them one by one. Fine. Gemalik. The type. Rabbi, the Gemara is silent. Whatever an awful is answer, it's also petitionable. Let's go through the list, okay? Well, Malacha may be a little bit different, but it's alright. Rechitza, Sikha, Tashmish, Nilas, Asnazel, Liquid, Petal. We have all five. Five for five. If you didn't see it, Tamid, on Tisha B'Av. There's the rush. No. Machbos Tanoim. Have you done Machanus? No. Why? Says the rush of beautiful shot. Tarek Dallas, Simmons, Lama Zayin, the beginning. That only Yisurei Ovel, whatever's author for an Ovel, applies to Tisha B'Av. But the answer is not an answer, it's a kill. That's the rush. Have you never kind of experienced a meeting of the whole of a common in Kofa Kaliga? And what did I mean in the kind of the rush? I'll think they missed the Sanoa for Ovel. The Tanya committed to another for Ovel and Ovel to Shiva. He didn't miss the most loss that day. How no other for Ovel Tanya? We call it Surin. The sensation of the Ovel, because the meeting of the rush, low come. Surin or Kuiv. Different guns. That's still a little later. But the key, the Rambam and the Issa, also this government of Issa. Hello, also the three of the Rosh.
On a mita, which is related to the Dinah Tzfiyas HaMitzvah. Where is the source of the Rambam? That it's almost canceled on the, busted on the floor. The choir on both sides, based on the first Gemara. Very carefully. Because the Gemara doesn't exist. For some reason, the Gemara is left out. Left out of the sixth text of Shabbat. It was a mistake. Every region quote is in the Ramban. You look it up in the Ramban and tell us other. It's Kuf Pei Gimel. It's also in the Rosh. It's Simon Sani Chet. But it's a typo. One line. Omar Yida, Omar Ram. Ein Amenachman Rashoy and Beitrei Ela Gabe Karka. Menachman. Remember? That they sat with him on the floor. Obviously, the bar and the puzzle. That the other was on the floor. So, the tour doesn't follow. Listen carefully. Didn't take her. When you're sleeping or eating, you turn to be the kuya. I will call you all, and the other said, I'm still on the kuya. And I'm not a cat. Here's what's going on. You can't turn to be the kuya, only on the ground. Again, I'm not a cat. I'm not a cat. Most like a barra. It's a real basic gift. Be nice,
We die in the Manam, the same as Torah, unless you're all got a reason to see it, but you're a sweet to love.
Two consecutive memories.
Where are these two memories?
Well, the Ramban has to say, who's very given. And in our Gemara, the footnote, over the first verse now, is it so?
Very important to get an impression of this is and absolutely nothing to do with Kriyat Aviv. Nothing whatsoever. Different thing. That's when you sleep and eat. But the rest of the day, no? A different day? It's with the two, it's quoting from the Ramban, as we saw at the very beginning. Everything's coming from the Ramban. Quote both members. So in footnote 78, he says, where is the Torah? They must have left it out by the prince, left it out. Fine. So now, Rabbeinu said, Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Ramban. Also, Chaya B'Kriya Tavim, the Shintai Zayin, U'Mishad Shina V'Achila Yosha Rabin B'Kuya, Abokola Yom and Yosha V'Achila Gavim B'Kuya L'Gavikaka, V'Kem Nachman Ein L'Shor L'Eshav El L'Gavikaka. Well, the Seus. Name of the Ramban, the Seus. Not the Barsha. Now, the growth of a very important token called Zion of Manal. That's the Gemara, on Friday afternoon, you put the Mitzvah back in our Mincha L'Maila. What does it mean in our Mincha L'Maila? Two Mincha Ketan. Okay? Halach L'Maila. It's to uncover the mirrors, it's a Mincha Ketan. Friday afternoon. It's, what's it? 2.5 hours before Sunday. Good? Something. And the goal of the time to behold minimum time. Okay, so this is a very careful quotation. To be Khan Sampu, Shalalesha Ragame Kise de Sasha. For the din, when people don't sit on a regular bed or a regular bench. First, it's called Zion Amaral, Zebra Masno Min. And also, when it's Habidus, they are Shabbat, and I'm in the call of Ireland. Omer Adar Aruno, listen carefully. Afal Tikein, Eino Yoshe Balea Ashe Tepsha. You flip it over, and you don't sit on it for 2.5 hours. What do you do? Stand. Go to the floor. I don't know what you do. Here you get the impression that Tosis that Abba can only sit on the floor, can't sit on a regular chair or regular bench. Ah, Bal Pisha Ain Raya Gemura. The Shadi beats the whole of the Torah Kfiya. Lomantino Kfiya, the Kisa Vitapa. The Tosis suggests now about the Akhidish Nipla Menorah. There's no reason to sit on a chair. The whole, even around the body, got an impression that's very different. One, to be a Tavita, and two, we're going to sit on the floor. Can't sit anywhere else. The Tosis says, no, he didn't be a Tavita. The Tavita, to be Kfuya, if he can't sit on it, it's not Kfuya. That's it. Is it far to go? There's no other thing? There's no other thing.
Notice it. There's nothing wrong with an oval supposed to suggest with sitting on a plain chair or a plain bench. I can move. Maybe it's Muslim.
Now,
that the whole incident sits on a mita regila is based on the chiyuv of tefillah. No chiyuv of tefillah, no incident. The dadgah is mad as there, boy, side. And there's no tefillah whatsoever. No incident, you can do whatever you please. I don't know, but for a gemara, but if I can. What is the gemara of chav? I don't appear in our gemara. But come on, that's just a typo, as the Gemara says. The Rach has it. The Rach has it. The Gemara has it. I'm sorry, it's not in our gemara. The answer is about that. In my opinion, the whole din that they require to sit on the floor is only a din Nichum Amelim. The Shas Nichum Amelim is two din. That the Amelim sit on the floor and that the Menachem sit on the floor. Special din which applies only to Shas Nichum Amelim. Hold on, hold on, be patient. And if you think I'm a Mechadish Nifla, I'm making my own story out of nowhere. Look at the Hilchos Tzlach of the Narami Rutzler. Once again, I forgot to bring it. One day I'll bring it to see everything there. Simon and Dallas, quote, V'zire da ayri daf v'sham menachem en etzla v'zizid v'yeshu ito la'aret. There's no dinner thing on the floor. The din of Nichum Avelim, and the Ovel and the Menachem have to go sit on the floor. But when there are no Menachem, the Ovel can sit on a regular chair. That's the Tosha suggests. The first Tosha from Diamond Alpha, the Prush. The Prush. Ain't a Raya Gemura. No Kfiya, you can sit on a regular chair. What should it be? Is it us to sit in the chair of Tishabab, yes or no? We know any Iker Adin of Tishabab is no difference between before and after Chatzot. Right? What are the Ikerim? You know, Tatatos, Hashishamita, what? Achila, Shtiya, Rechit, and Ticha, they apply the whole day long. What's Shabbat by Tishabab? So the Hagot Maimini in Hilchos Tanis, quotes the Maran, they don't sit on the Tafto until Tfilas Mincha. Because in Ovo, Tol Shiva Yomim, Ein Lelei Shiva Lagabe Kar. What happened after Tafto? All these three other fly after Tafto, so I told them. The Rabbi say at the end, the moment I brought right, that the Iker Adin, there's no incident to sit on the floor, no requirement to sit on the floor. You sit on the stock. Although you have to sit on the floor, not much, you got to sit on the later. He says you got to sit on the floor until Chatzot. What happened? They looked and saw for the Agos Maimonides as usual in the Maran Rutzler. Again, let me give you what he said. We know from before the Maran says that the only time the Ovel has to sit on the floor is when Come on. When? Shemanachem Esla. Gevalt. Tisha B'Av in the morning, Rabbi Yisai, we're in shul. Everyone, as you said before, is in Avelu. So... like Nicham Avelu. After Minchu, we stop saying Kina. The mayor is sitting in the regular chair. Might not be a meter, Rabbi Yisai. Big enough to be. When you go to a shul, they finish out at 9 o'clock in the morning. And on my shul, they have too many other positions. What? Really? One starts at 6 o'clock in the morning. Finishes at 8, you have to work, whatever. So when you get to work, you sit on the floor. I sit on the desk. Second minute starts at 8:30, goes to 1. Oh. And then they sit on the floor till 1, look at those. Some shoes go past ourselves, crazy shoes. Shoes, they want to call them pants, whatever. So they go, so as long as they're not going to have soaps, partial. As long as they're saying penis, another not to meet them. They should have by night. No one knows all night is slow. But I know about it. They take penis for an hour, and then they go back to their room. Back to the house. We could just sit on the floor. I don't think so. You're all right. Although the original cut is the floor to cut those. Now that they've finished out the floor cut those, they sit on the regular bench. That explains it. It's about night also when you're not in shul. Sit on the regular bench. Let's see on the inside. Oh, we have a problem. The Ramban seems to hold that we need to sit in a regular chair. So what about Tisha B'Av? How come he doesn't say he's sitting in a chair the whole Tisha B'Av? Or the answer is, Rav Yisai, that even the quantity of Ramban, there's no kids to sit in a chair. But the key is to sit on the floor to demonstrate our family. The mitzvah, not an issue. What's the difference between the Ramban, and the Maharam? According to Ramban, the mitzvah applies all the time. According to the Maharam, the mitzvah only applies when? Interestingly, the Ramban, same Ramban says that b'shas achila b'shena, you can sit on a sabso. Quote it up in the Yerushalmi. Not required to eat and sleep on the music food against the Ramban. Nowadays, no mitzvah kavui at all. What's the difference? We have no mitzvah kavui. Sleep on the floor. Sit on the floor. All day. Zoylem gamata yeshu avelam kol shiva al gabi karka shem ochlin. Step aside. Just look in the mouth. Shop. On the floor. So, you get the impression of our time that you have to get the thought of the assumption that those be on the floor. They gave you a break, you're going to meet the kapuya. Now I'm going to meet the kapuya, go back to the floor. That's the mouth. Shop on that. Everybody with me so far? It's a hell of awesome. Why? What did Ramban say? He was man of Gemara, but he had a Nisha Kapuya. He was permitted to sleep on a bench. And before it's Ramban. A bench which need not be Kapuya. You can sleep on a regular bench even then. You know they can sleep on the floor. Still a fiber. With man out there. That we no longer have you to kuya. You can sleep on a regular bed. The Pitke Shura quotes the Shinpei Zion to Sunday. When the Machabe says to say, after the Lonog of the Kriya Sadita, so the Shach and the Taz says, you can't sleep or sit on a Sato, only on the Karka. The Pitke Shura quotes the Panamiris, says no. Now, this is maybe you get. You have a pun on yours? You got a easy round in the fire line? Who? Vedanta. See, I have a little truth. Okay, to remind myself. One in the year is getting based on the truth because calling out there. I don't know what he said, but I can say why should you call it out there? Because there's no such thing. The Mashal made it up nowhere. Because the Ramban, who's the source of all this, seems to say that you're allowed to sleep on a bench. When it's all here, you're allowed to sleep on it. So the man has that, you can always sleep on it. Aye, there's an offer of Maran against the Prisha. Prisha, the Prisha Maran, will mark the cost of the Sinisman. I don't believe it. I think it's pointing the Prisha out. Mark the cost means the Maran. Of course, they are good, they're finished in the Maran. Listen carefully. The Omel and the Torah, the Eshem, the Kang, Elish, the Menach, the Metzlo, the Mufurish, the Sinisman. This is a real great job. Abbot Shein, a Menach, the Metzlo, Yoko Lavo, Olela, the Kedro, Haina, the Haina. Abbot Abbot Bonim, also the Eshem, the Kavisapso. The Ramban says so. But they don't really say that, Rabbi Yisai. What does the Torah say to the Ramban? The Torah says, Hani be the Kishab Shein of Shasa Chila. Oh, the Osha like I'll be the Kfuyu. I will call a Yom. Ain't a Yosha, I'll be like the Kfuyu, I'll be the Kaka. The Chena Menachem Yosha Vimima. We want to learn Shad. Then the Nichum. The Nichum has to be on the floor, both of you. Visnachem and the Minachem. Now they can sleep on the Sapta. Very severe challenge of the preacher. But the Maram said, it's limited to what part of the Minachem was there. He said, otherwise you can stand and walk around. Now you can sit in a chair, a regular bench. He can cut them and I'll say, I don't believe it. Tishabov. What about Tishabov? But it's not monopoly considered a regular chair, Tishabov. Seems to me that according to the Maran, even Medina de Gemara, the Shazakhila can sit on a chair. And Shalom and Shazakhila have no monopoly also. And now there's no fear to meet our father. And the Ramban, I don't think, would argue. Now the Shah, this is from. Both of the shot nowadays, you have to sleep on the floor and sit on the floor. Can't, nothing but. How come they don't do it nowadays? Because the shot. Also, the rich of Agabi Sasko, Korak, Sos, Gimal Agabi Karka. The goal of the Zoki and Shiesh and Sar, Bishiva Gabi Karka, Korak, the Hosan, Kar, Koton, Bishasko. He said, cool, you gotta walk around, stand up. Preach, Masha. Look at the put these pillows. So the shop sounds like he's only taking the muck of cold. He's not got the cold, but everyone else is asleep on the floor on it. That's what the shop is. But the Kiveger says it's a comparison of motion, how's the mutter? Sounds like it's the mutter, it's a cloud. Why? That's kind of a mitzvah kfuy. A pillow on the floor is similar to a mitzvah kfuy. And the Aruch HaShulchan said, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, not only a kol zokeh, everybody considered a pillow on the floor. But it's not right. The Aruch HaShulchan is not necessarily correct. Aruch HaShulchan assumes that this kula applies all the time. I would say no. These postulates work with the assumption that the pillow is like a Nisa Kfuya. They give you a cooler to sit and the Nisa Kfuya to sit, eat, or to sleep. But the rest of the time is going to the Mashal. If you sit on the floor, take a walk. That's it. So therefore, if the pillow is the equivalent of a Nisa Kfuya, I would say, according to the Shach and the Kivega, all they're going on the floor. Against the Rosh Hashanah. Tilka wants to prove that Allah Oret is lapped up against the Shabbat. Why is it fair to the Oret? No. Quote, they put the puzzle in the eel, but yes, we tell the Oret, Allah Oret ain't this time. Allah Oret. So Yushalmi is derived from this pasuk the din of Sfiyat Samita. In Nayan of Sfiyat Samita, they go on this pasuk. What did we write from the Yushalmi for? Could be talking about a few of the shame. But you can send the Kabib to Kfuya. Some of for the rest of the day, that says the flow proper. And the problem goes back. How come the minhag today is that even someone who's not old and not sick doesn't sit at the flow? We don't hold that to Marshall. If there's no menachemim there, we can say we hold like the Rami Rutberg. No menachemim, we sit on a regular chair. On a bigger cash. And then I hit on a nail. The Torah is the foolish in the Gemara. But during Nichon Avelin, everybody, Midnachem and Mishnachem alike, has to be on the floor. If my people left it out, doesn't matter, the Rif, the Raf, the Rosh, and the Shabbanara quoted with the Belishim Chol. How come you don't know they settle no one on the floor? Not the Midnachem and not the Mishnah. Oh, Zof the Shabbat. Zof the Shabbat. Happened in the ocean like on his tassel. The Mistama Mokalu. The Chila. I want to say a different shot. The Chila. The Chila. That's no bad for the Americans. The Muslims never heard of this tomorrow. You didn't say no, they went up behind you. That's the Gemara. Correct. You're right. That's the Mari Krasn on the love of the day. Ain't Marvin Ella meets the Coopers of Kalamari. But otherwise, he's a fool. Tana Rabbana. A whole of the Beit Ha'avil, in Hoyo Libo, Gaspo, Yavru, Amitus Kufuyas. In La, Yavru, Amitus Kufuyas. Of the Menachem, so the Ha'avil is critical in terms of how the Nishan Abel is performed. Critical. If the Menachem is not so close, then the Midas Kufuyas. It's such a close friend of mine. That when I'm in a bed, sitting on the floor, I'm close to the floor. If you're really close, you're really close friend, the proper way to do it is to sit in the Mita Kfuya, just at the oval, just the shot through the Savro. Like, only have to be on the floor. Now, through the Savro, it's the oval, doesn't just be to sit on the floor, but through the Savro, it's the Mita Kfuya. So the Menachem who brings the Sudas Avraham should all sit with us together on the Mita Kfuya. It was Lido Gaspo. Not Lido Gaspo, not so close. So the Menachem is in a regular chair and the Avraham on the Mita Kfuya. The Purusha Gemara called Vav Amazin. Fine. Then the book of Yosef explains. If they don't feel a very special closeness, it's pastish to sit on the Mita Kfuya. Don't do Mechila at the Avraham. It wasn't Mechila at all. It's unnatural. It's an unnatural thing. Some people, you know, either it's simple or whatever, they behave unnatural, inappropriate. It's inappropriate. This guy's not sort of a kuru. It should be a thing on the Mita Kfuya. That's a very good friend. It feels the same. You know, great. So both, I think to me, the same thing would apply, as Father Mark says later on Chav Ches, that the Menachem is sitting on the floor. The only time you require the Menachem to sit on the floor is a very close. And Eo, so Eo, best friend, no? Vayesu Italaris, cronies are. They were very close friends. When you've never had a loss, it's not Vayesu Italaris, not some of friends on outside. Seems to me that nowadays, perhaps, the reason why no one's in the floor is Nicham Avevi. But once again, the world which we live is not a clear world. Yeah. You're a close friend, you're not a close friend. You sit on the floor, or you get up on the chair, it could cause katata. Who are you? You should be sitting on the floor. You're not my close friend. You are! I can have to sit on the floor. Yeah. Some of you feel the old days, things were just more clear. With mana there, katata, they made a takana blow flu. All the monogamies are treated as, quote, ain libo gaspo, raised to Chavav Lebeg. And therefore, yeah, Menachem will always sit in the chair. I never saw Menachem sit on the floor. I never saw it. That's the case of both sides. I'm right. I can go back to the reason why nowadays the Mitznachem doesn't sit on the floor either. Why? I am a Chavav Lebeg that once the Mavre is sitting on a meat of the Gufa, even the Ovel can sit on a meat of the Gufa. But the Pashas of the Gemara, Chavav Lebeg, explained to the Mukhe Yosef, not Derek Eretz, but he was only 2 steps. Not Derek Eretz, the son of the not legal God, who's not a close friend, to sit underneath the Kufuya. So once this Menachem is sitting underneath the Kufa, not Derek Eretz, but the other is underneath the Kufuya, when the Menachem is underneath the Kufa. So not Derek Eretz. So what's the din? They both sit underneath the Kufa. If that's the case, Rabbi Yisai, it comes out that the mana there, when the takana, that the minachem on the floor no longer exists, either the mechila, or I said because of the kind of shash katata below flows, the mela, the minachem shouldn't be sitting on the floor either. The lack of barricade, I got the floor and you got the chair, and there's no problem. So it comes out very interesting. The reason why our bailiffs may never sit on the floor is because of the Manashah. Shalom b'shas nichum, they were on the Marat, they never sit on the floor. And b'shas nichum, when the Menachem and Mitznachem should both be sitting on the floor, let's go to stages. One, the Menachem does either because of Mechila or more likely because of a Shash Tata. And once the Menachem does, the Mitznachem doesn't either. Can we just find a way by Mitznachem? Who are you? Chabar over there? Am I a nihilist? Am I saying that an Ovel should sit the whole time on a regular chair? That's what emerged so far, no? Clear? No. I'll tell you what. I'm called Zion of an Aleph, my cousin. That a Mela should sit on a Darvish during our meal. Which is normally not meant for your sheep. Meant for other things. Where'd that come from? Not yeshiva got a car. The difference is. What's the difference in? The difference in is that an ovel should, how the rabbi explained, an ovel should not sit in a normal fashion. Forget about Kfir Tadid. Forget about yeshiva got a car. That's as though soon on a floor, as he explained. Kfir Tadid, the Shulmanar, not long as one of them. And yeshiva got a car, for the reason we just explained. Apple can't assert it that an ovel should not sit normal. Even the melon, down in the darkness. That's the case. It's enough for a person to do what we call a shinu, sit in an abnormal way. And therefore, sit is not on the floor, mamish. Sit a shinu, this is not considered a person of their parents. So the menachem can sit on a regular chair, and the other can sit a little bit lower. A little bit lower. So what's the Abu Hashim say? So they have these, low benches, you know, they have these sort of benches, or they have these, you know, little cardboard boxes. The other thing is that's completely on the floor, I don't think so. Not on the floor, you're on. Pretty high up. It's different. You would never sit in that all your own. So the legs a little bit. I see people that start measuring from one step, three step, start measuring. Where the rough can do one step or three step. It's different. But they have a couch. There's a pillow on the couch. Right? Close it up. You remove the pillow, good enough. I have one three drop on the floor, it's irrelevant. So the three drop and one drop. It's different than a sheep. Yeah. It's not a fever. Or shena. He wants to sleep and eat in a regular way. I think it's okay. Passion. And the now it's quiet. It's the first part of the shiur. The holder is sitting on the floor. He said, "This is in the dark of the Mavel." So the Rav Chaim Sufi Kapusi, who said that Atifas Arosh is done with dafka only to shat nichum, the flip side, the opposite of the seventh prophet. I'm guessing, well, the caveat, all the base only is going to be within the nichum Mavel. We'll have to stop now. Mit Hashem, tomorrow, we have to get moving a little. Then it's Shin Tei Ches, which is filling, that should not take us too long. Shin Tei Ches, which is kibbutz. I'd like to do Shin Tzadi also. I'd like to, I don't know, I can't give any guarantee. If I could do that all tomorrow, then maybe the next day we can talk about the dinner of Simcha. It's a very important dinner of Hashanah, the Simcha. That's the schedule. If we get that far, then the next week we start to finish the whole in the cleanup. Okay, thank you for coming.